This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show, you can take control of the airwaves here. We're into the story about Alpha Bay and Hansa Market, the underground darknet marketplaces on the Onion Router, Tor, that have been taken down by not just the federal government in the United States, but the Dutch government, the Thailand government, Europol, and probably some others. Took out these sites within the last couple of weeks. Users scrambling, trying to find other options. I did check the Dream Market Tor URL. They're called Onion addresses. .onion. They always end in .onion. And it is online, so Dream Market is back online. But many people suspect that Dream Market has been taken over as well. Now, that could be...
Seems like a reasonable guess.
Could be fear, uncertainty, and doubt being spread. But ultimately, there was a claim, a report online, that the IP address in Lithuania had leaked out somehow into their filings, or their, not their filings, but in their files that are being transferred to every user, and somebody found that. So if that's a true statement, then that certainly means that they could have been found by law enforcement in that case. So we don't know what's going to happen with Dream Market, but you can better believe that even amongst all the fear, there are still people there who are conducting business and buying and selling drugs and things like that. Because, again, you can take out as many drug dealers as you can, but they just get replaced by others. And same thing's true with the darknet markets. You take out a darknet market, there's still thousands of people around the globe who would love to have access to relatively safe and affordable drugs. And that's what these darknet markets allow for. So it's unclear how exactly law enforcement penetrated Hansa Market, given that it hid the location of their servers. But administrators and users with anonymity software like Tor and I2P, the FBI didn't respond to a request for more information, and neither did Europol. But in an indictment...
Not organizations that tend to respond.
Against Alpha Bay, the administrator, or one of the administrators of that site, who is now dead, he was found hung, allegedly, in his own prison cell in Thailand after they'd arrested him, includes details that in 2014, his personal email address, pimp_alex_91@hotmail.com,
pimpalex91,
was inexplicably, and I suspect 91 was his birth date, so again, giving you an idea of how young this person is.
Allow me to interrupt you for one second with something that has nothing to do with this, except for pimps and Hotmail addresses. At one time, when I was a young man, I invented some sunglasses that would improve your posture.
Uh-huh.
And it was a very simple principle.
All right.
I was inspired by the sequel to Friday, Next Friday, wherein Ice Cube had some neighbors who were Latinos, and they wore their watch caps pulled so far over their heads that they had to square their shoulders way back and kind of look out the bottom of it. So I made these sunglasses that were taped up on the inside at the top, so you could only see out of the very bottom of them.
So you'd have to do the same thing.
So when you put them on, you
have to lean back.
Right, and
why aren't you wearing those these days, man? That sounds kind of cool.
Because it's uncomfortable to have good posture.
Sure is.
My email address was inspired. My email address at the time was inspired by my invention.
Uh-huh.
It was I shortened posture-improving sunglasses to pimp sunglasses.
Nice.
And then a friend of mine said, why don't you just have an email address with your name? And I decided that probably made more sense.
And it was a Hotmail address?
It was my next Gmail address, which is my name. But because I would explain whenever I was telling somebody my email address, I had to explain to them that I'm not really a big fan of pimps. It's just that I have this great invention and et cetera, et cetera.
It was probably a great idea to explain that to them while you're still trying to sell the sunglasses, but after you realized I'm not gonna make a bunch of money on these sunglasses, then it just became a pain.
So he somehow accidentally had included his personal email address in welcome messages to new users back in 2014. So when the site first started, and apparently, I don't know how they got that information, but it presumably was when they took over the server. Maybe they were just, signed up back in the day. And they found it. Who knows? But that's what they claim. That led them to his PayPal account and a front company called EBX Technologies. On July 5th, Thai police, along with FBI and DEA agents, searched Kazes's home in Bangkok and found his laptop unencrypted and logged into the Alphabase site, which is very similar to how they, you know, found Ross Ulbricht.
Except Ross Ulbricht was doing it all in the United States. At least this guy was not.
Well, yeah, but it didn't keep them out of the hands of the DEA in this case. Anyway, they also found a document on the laptop tracking Kazes's net worth, which it estimated at $23 million. A frequently asked questions on the Dutch National Police's own dark website includes the question, quote, have you de-anonymized Tor? The agency's answer, quote, no, but if we would have, we wouldn't tell you, winky face. Despite the sizes of the sites, the takedown should by no means end the dark web's vibrant trade in drugs, which researchers at Carnegie Mellon estimated in 2015, which is 2 years ago, a near lifetime in the digital age, certainly the lifetime of many of these sites, to cumulatively generate revenue in the hundreds
almost
of millions.
Almost the lifetime of, what was it, Pimp Seller, or whatever his name was there.
Yeah. Estimated that in 2015, the revenue of these sites were in the hundreds of millions of dollars annually.
Yeah, dude only had $23 million.
After Alphabase shut down, many of the users also flocked to another site known as Dream Market, which is the second largest marketplace ahead of Hansa. Now, Dream Market will no doubt take more refugees from Hansa, since it's been shut down, to become the dark web's reigning bazaar of the moment. But fallout from the Alphabase and Hansa takedowns may eventually be felt there as well. Vendors who flee those sites for Dream Market may still be compromised by law enforcement, and if arrested, could potentially give up the addresses of any new Dream Market customers, too. Quote, we know, this is the quote you read earlier, Johnny Ray, about McCabe. I'll read it again for listeners just tuning in. Quote, we know that removing top criminals from the infrastructure is not a long-term fix. There's always a new player waiting in the wings, ready to fill those shoes, which is a true statement by Andrew McCabe, the acting FBI director. He finished by saying, though, quote, it's like demolishing a building. Hacking away at individual walls and beams only does so much, but using federal statutes to prosecute these individuals is akin to blowing up the foundation with dynamite, like we did on 9/11. Just kidding. I don't actually believe that's what happened on 9/11. I don't know what happened on 9/11. But regardless, he claims, with the weight of this kind of operation, the organization crumbles. Well, that's where you're wrong, McCabe. You aren't demolishing a building. Each one of these darknet markets is a competitor. They're not being run together as some sort of organizational thing where it's all being controlled by a drug gang from Central America. That's just not the case. As you pointed out earlier, Mark, it wouldn't make any sense for these drug gangs who, you know, they thrive on power and territory. It wouldn't make any sense for them to introduce a method for competitors to compete openly to drive prices down, which is what happens on these darknet markets.
Yep.
So it just doesn't make sense what they're saying.
They have the cartels have special agreements with various immigration and customs enforcement officers,
sure,
in order to get their product into the country.
Yep, look so, the other way.
Yeah, and that is their competitive advantage. The darknet markets cut them off at the knees.
Sure do. Dark web users, meanwhile, were rattled by this thing, advising each other to change their passwords as soon as possible and spreading paranoid warnings of a possible backdoor into darknet markets. Looks like I'll be sober for a while, said one user, not trusting any markets at the moment. He wrote on a Reddit dark web market forum, but don't expect even this law enforcement victory to permanently damage the dark web's black market business. After all, takedowns like the seizure of the Silk Road in 2013 and so-called Operation Onimus in 2014, which ended half a dozen top darknet sites, that was the chunk that I couldn't remember because there were so many that they took down, took chunks nearly as large out of the darknet market infrastructure. Each time business rebounded as users went again in search of anonymous online contraband sales. Quote, law enforcement may have won this battle, but they will never win the war on drugs, unquote, noted one poster on the darknet market forum on Reddit.
Well, for one, there is no war on drugs, because for a war on drugs, you'd have to have both sides fighting, and that's not what's happening. This is a terrorist attack by governments on its citizens.
That's true. The final quote from the Reddit user is, quote, for as long as drugs are illegal, the darknet markets will thrive. And he's right. These guys are going to, whoever's running the current darknet markets, whichever heroes out there are putting their freedom at risk to provide these marketplaces for people, they're coming up with new ideas. They're going to have to come up with, you know, new security procedures, review their current security procedures, make sure they got it locked down. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on the darknet marketplaces, you are certainly welcome to do that. We are finally done with that particular story, but that's only the story for the moment. There are obviously going to be more developments in the future as the government continues to try to crack down on what are some of the most important developments to the black market that have ever happened in the lifetime and the history of the black market. The darknet marketplaces are helping people survive drug overdoses that don't happen because they're buying their drugs from reliable sources, from vendors with, you know, legitimate product that hasn't been cut by dirty crap.
They're also helping those of us who aren't doing that stuff by
lowering prices.
Lowering prices so that the people don't need to necessarily rob your house in order to get them, and also keeping the quality consistent so that people aren't overdosing in your neighborhood,
right,
driving up the cost of emergency services in your town, and you don't have this, you know, that sort of weird situation where somebody gets, I don't know, PCP, you know, laced whatever and takes all their clothes off and, you know, starts banging on cars in McDonald's parking lot.
So, yeah, you're welcome to comment. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And if you want to get your shopping done online and buy legal stuff, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's links to Amazon there. Also, there's Walmart, which hardly anybody uses that. It's the Amazon one that really gets the traffic. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. Click into the right one for you. Get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. It works, and it works well for us. It helps us out a lot, and you get the stuff you want at the regular Amazon prices you're used to. So head on over to shop.freetalklive.com. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind, but also we got to talk about economics. In one lesson, we've been slowly plodding through the book. It's a great book from the 1940s by Henry Hazlitt, and we are currently up into chapter 9. Well, it's different chapters now at this point because there was one chapter that was taken out, but the chapter that we're on is the minimum wage chapter, and I believe that is, in my book, chapter 19.
Economics in One Lesson is one of those books that when people say, what is a book that encapsulates the libertarian message, Economics in One Lesson is one of the books that people mention.
Yeah, I wouldn't mention it personally for that. I've enjoyed, you know, reading it. It's been, you know, enlightening in a lot of ways. I'm not an economics major. I've never actually read a book specifically about economics. I've read libertarian books, which certainly cover plenty of it. Plenty of what is in this has been in other books. I'm sure this helped, you know, inspire a lot of other books as well. But he's just not libertarian enough for my taste. There's a lot of statements in here by the author that basically make exceptions for certain government wealth redistribution programs or government operatings of whatever program we're talking about. And the libertarian perspective should be one that rejects the aggression of the state entirely. So I'm not, you know, I wouldn't call him a real libertarian, but certainly the book is mostly libertarian.
I've my views on Hazlitt were pretty harsh to begin with. I've softened on him, considering that it was first published in 1946, and that the
you're saying he shouldn't have known, or he wouldn't have known better back then.
Well, no, I'm saying that it was it just must have been incredibly difficult to denounce the state when the United States government had just completed a successful world war, and
people were high on the state.
U.S. boosting must have been at an all-time high.
Good point.
I also I generally don't go after the small government libertarians out there because I believe we're going generally to the same place.
There's no point in going after them. I'm not going after them. I'm just saying when it comes to recommending a libertarian author, I'm going to recommend Dr. Mary Ruard or Harry Brown over this guy. That's all. That's not going after the small government guys.
Nope.
You only have so many books you can recommend.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, we're all going the same general direction. We're heading from, you know, Portland, Maine out to, you know, out to the West Coast if they want to stop off in Vegas, and I'm going to head on out to L.A. That's fine.
So we were going to talk about minimum wage laws, Johnny Ray. That was the next chapter in the book. And this has been an issue, unlike rent control, which was the chapter prior to this, which doesn't exist in a lot of places these days. Minimum wage laws are pretty ubiquitous within the United States.
Sure. The labor is there's just a soft spot in almost everyone's heart for the working man.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
And a lot of those working men don't make a whole heck of a lot of money. And folks think that it's just a matter of saying, well, that's not right, and there ought to be a law,
and
because that guy's working hard, and he should make
a living wage. Should be able to take care of his family.
Well,
who wouldn't want that?
I would want that. And I'm going to go ahead. I don't know what Hazlitt has to say on this one, but I'm just going to go ahead and
say. Have you given up on the readings?
I haven't done the readings since I got back from vacation.
Yeah, right?
Vacation back over the holidays.
I see.
But the living, to call the minimum wage a living wage is conflating two separate terms. I mean, it's like calling a bicycle and a car the same thing because they're both considered vehicles on the road by the law.
Hmm.
It just doesn't make any sense. Look, a minimum wage is the minimum that you're willing to pay a person to do any job in a given marketplace. And by a person, I mean including 14-year-olds who have a job after school. Including, whomever it might be. Look, there are certainly some heads of household out there, but the vast majority of people who are earning minimum wage are not people who are even paying, the rent on the domicile in which they live. That's what it comes down to.
I was offered something above minimum wage when I started.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and look, different places are different as far as the geography in the United States goes. And that's another problem, right, is to propose that the right amount of money that people in Biloxi, Mississippi rural Mississippi should be paid versus, New York City or Anchorage, Alaska or L.A. or wherever. Like, all these people, this should be the minimum. That's stupid. But down there in Chihuahua, Mexico, they can have whatever wage they want. That's silly. It's just a little few miles away. So, no, a living wage and the minimum wage should not be the same thing, because a minimum wage is supposed to be what you are going to pay what amounts to very, very young adults working, getting their first job in the marketplace.
Or unskilled people.
If you haven't...
There are some women who, marry early and they've never even had a job. Then they get divorced and all of a sudden they've got to work, but they're in their 30s and they're getting their first job.
Yep, and that's, if that's the kind of work they're taking, then that's fine. Or they may very well be able to go get paid more. I don't know the answer to that. But if you are if you're competing against 14-year-olds for work, then minimum wage is what you're going to be dealing with. If you're above that, then you're above that. Be more valuable than a 14-year-old. I can tell you this, when I was 14, I was pretty valueless. I wouldn't show up on time. I smart-mouthed customers.
Really? Even after you've been working at the comic book store for 2 years?
I'm just saying that...
I don't think you would have gotten it straight by then.
Well, when I first started the comic book store, I was...
I thought you were 12 when you started the comic book store.
Well, I'm just... I'm completing
the
numbers.
Story straight, bud.
Yeah, I gotcha. No, I'm sure I smart-mouthed the customers, and yeah, sometimes I was late at 14, sure.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Like Freedom, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. More on the minimum wage on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. We're talking about the minimum wage, although most of the show we spent on the dark net marketplaces. You're certainly welcome to comment on any of those things. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Patreon for the satellite channels is still going on, and it will continue to go on. I haven't given it a whole lot of promotion at this point, so thank you to everybody who signed up in the early stages of this thing. You can go to fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm, and get behind our Patreon for $2 a month. If you like the idea that we are broadcasting the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency into other countries around the world, including Sub-Saharan Africa, Central America, North America as well, we've got two different satellite channels over those locations. You can go and learn more. There's a 3-minute-long video that'll fill you in on what we're doing with what's called free-to-air satellite broadcasting. You can go and check that out over at fund.lrn.fm. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, you can bring up anything you want. It's Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Robert. Go ahead.
I want to ask Johnny Ray. I heard that he didn't want to do Bitcoin mining, but I wanted to know if he was familiar with the currency IOTA, because I'm trying to read through that, and it's like a whole different language, and I don't understand it.
I'm familiar with it, Robert. But only insofar as that IOT comes comes from the is an acronym for Internet of Things.
That's correct.
And that's basically all I know about it. I think Bitcoin is really the only is what you should speculate on, is what you should try first. If you're not, if you're, you should start with Bitcoin, and then after you know, you feel like you've got a position in Bitcoin that is okay with you and you're bored with Bitcoin, then you should move mm-hmm. on. But otherwise, yeah, I would go with Bitcoin first and not fool with anything else.
Everything else is very speculative. I mean, obviously, it's always an investment, and you shouldn't invest anything, you know, you can't afford to lose. But Bitcoin is less speculative than the rest of them, because Bitcoin has, you know, this incredibly large user
network
base.
Effect.
The network effect. It's been there. It was the number, you know, the first currency, the first cryptocurrency. There are a bunch of retailers that are accepting Bitcoin. So it's got a lot of acceptance in the marketplace compared to these other cryptocurrencies. And there are hundreds of the other ones. The IOTA currency you mentioned, Robert, is currently at number 8 on the market cap rankings. And, you know, admittedly, some of these other currencies, Dash, IOTA, Ether, they have some interesting aspects to them, and they can be very exciting in their own ways. But whether they end up, you know, panning out long term is another question.
I think probably the best strategy is something that Mark may or may not have suggested to you, Ian, which was to, say, take the top 3 cryptocurrencies, or if Robert, you really wanted to get into IOTA, say the top 8, and buy the same nominal amount of those coins, buy an equal nominal amount of each of those coins. So if you can afford to buy, say, a half a Bitcoin, you buy a half a Bitcoin, you buy a half an Ether coin, you buy a half
Some of them are going to go up in value, and some of them are going to go down over time.
And whichever one wins, you're going to have the same position in all of them.
Right. I've been kind of fooling around with cryptocurrency for about a year and a half now, and I've had Bitcoin, and now I have Dash, and I also have Litecoin. But I'm thinking of the future. I mean, some of the other currencies I'm thinking about in there is cannabis coin. You know, Bitcoin. I mean, those are
Dennis Rodman's behind
that. Wait a second, Robert. Look, I can't speak to specifically cannabis coin or IOTA or any of these things. But what I've got the idea is the ICO craze. This is the
initial coin offering
is what they're calling it. It's kind of like an IPO, but
for stocks.
Yeah, initial public offering, but there's no government involved. So what you have is a lot of BS and hucksters, okay?
Pump and dump.
So, right, I can trot out a coin with a cool website that says, you know, my coin is going to solve the problem of delivering every deserving male in America will get steaks and, you know, and attention, right? Mm. Now, these are good things, right? Steaks are good. Attention is good. My coin's going to solve these problems. Now, you would know, because I'm trotting it out on something stupid, that it's a stupid idea. But if I just brought out a coin that says, look, it's the Internet of Things, and people like the Internet of Things and Internet, and bling, 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 coins, buy them, right? Uh-huh. This is happening all over the ether sphere out there,
people are
Robert.
Getting rich quick.
And just because somebody said cannabis and coin does not mean that coin has a future. Anything
has
to do with
cannabis. Has the power of marijuana behind
right.
it.
That the people who are behind it are of any value.
They probably got high.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's going to succeed.
I can't speak to these coins. I can't speak for them or against them. But I can tell you this is your money. Therefore, your future. Guard it wisely. When you look at these coins, you've got to read, because people are just speculating all over the place. I'm finding people speculating all kinds of things. I find some of the most intelligent people I know disagreeing completely in their opinions.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows what, you know, is going to pan out. I mean, I have to admit, I have looked into IOTA, and I have acquired some of it.
But why did you do it? Because it said Internet of Things?
No, because it is supposedly, and I'm sure it's not the only one doing this, but it cracked the top 10, so it gets attention, right? Like, it's in the top 10, people are going to pay attention to it. because they supposedly have eliminated fees. And if that's true, if this system that they've come up with, this Tangle, instead of the blockchain, so historically Bitcoin's competitors have all been Bitcoin-based, with the exception of Monero and some of the other crypto note currencies. Most of them have been based on Bitcoin. This one was not, like Monero. This one was an original concept, as I understand it, to create this Tangle, which is more of a different setup than a blockchain. It doesn't require the distributed servers and miners and all that. As I understand it, again, I've done a cursory level of research into this. I also, like Robert, looked at the white paper, but most of it's math, and I'm like, I don't know what all this is. But
my new coin
true,
has the cat's cradle in it, and in the cat's cradle, not only are the fees eliminated, but you actually get money for doing transactions.
Well, you're making
actually,
that up.
I'm calling it the Bernie coin.
Okay, but that doesn't actually exist, and this does.
Wait, a coin exists?
I've seen it.
I'll make a coin exist, and I'll get a website, and it'll be...
Yeah, I get being skeptical, and I think people should be skeptical. But I've seen this sent. There are no fees to send iota. So if it's true that that's true across the board, and it's still able to be, secure... Because again, I don't know if they're getting rid of mining or whatever exactly how the transactions are secured or whatever. But as I understand it, it has something to do with the nodes on the system are now the important factor, and they have to confirm two transactions before they're allowed to send one. So that way, it supposedly can. So he hung up. Thanks for the call, Robert. So supposedly it can scale. Unlike Bitcoin, that's what Bitcoin's been having a difficult time with recently. So because of the two-for-one thing, that'll mean it will be able to scale up for whatever the demand is, supposedly.
Sounds like
and
a good idea.
And if there's no fee, then that means that it's the ideal microtransaction currency, which is what it was designed for. It was designed for the Internet of Things. These coffee makers or refrigerators or whatever it is that are on the Internet of Things, light bulbs apparently, whatever they're putting these Internet of Things chips into, they will, for some reason, perhaps need to send money back and forth between one of them for whatever reason.
It may not be money as much as just sort of, tokens, transactions.
For whatever reason.
Right?
I don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
But they would need to do it in very, very small amounts, very, very micro transactions. And so to have no fees makes that possible. And it's interesting. I mean, it's interesting, but it's hard as hell for the new user to get into because the software isn't exactly user-friendly yet, and that means you'd have to trust an exchange, which is risky.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to join us here, whether you want to talk about the minimum wage, darknet markets, or whatever's on your mind, from altcoins, Bitcoin, Dash, the new one that we were just talking about, IOTA. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We were sharing with you the latest from Chapter 19, Minimum Wage Laws, in the book Economics in One Lesson. And Johnny Ray, I mean, I got to say, this was probably one of the chapters that I knew best without ever having read it before.
Uh-huh.
Some of these chapters, there's, you know, been some interesting insights and, you know, stuff that I hadn't really thought about. I mean, I've agreed with everything, and it all makes sense from a libertarian perspective. But the minimum wage is something that, you know, we certainly have covered in depth here on Free Talk Live. But there's still, you know, some real gems, I would say, in the chapter. And, you know, one of the basic things he writes here is the first thing that happens when a law is passed is that no one shall be paid less than, or when the law is passed, that no one shall be paid less than $106 for a 40-hour week. This is written a long time ago. Is that no one who is not worth $106 a week to an employer will be employed at all. You cannot make a man worth a given amount by making it illegal for anyone to offer him anything less. You merely deprive him of the right to earn the amount that his abilities and situation would permit him to earn, while you deprive the community even of the moderate services that he's capable of rendering. In brief, for a low wage, you substitute unemployment.
Yeah, that's kind of that is tied to what I want to tell everybody who is pro minimum wage laws. That the wage somebody is paid comes from something that is somewhat concrete. It is what your employer can expect to get by employing you.
Right. And that's not to say that if you're not worth a certain amount of money to an employer, that you're not worth a certain amount of money. right? So in one case, I, you know, not too long ago, in 1998, I worked at a restaurant called, it was 1997 and 98. I worked at a restaurant called, John's Restaurant in Bartow, Florida.
Yeah.
And the,
half your lifetime ago.
Yeah. This was getting out of prison. This was the halfway house situation. And they employed me first as a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And basically because I was going to be there. Right? Crackheads, they don't always show up. Prisoners, they show up. And I was a terrible dishwasher. Mm. Just awful.
Wow.
Well, my hands...
Not a hard job.
My hands peeled.
Every job is hard.
Well...
Because you're competing for your job, and if somebody comes along who's better at it than you are...
Good point.
And so anything you do, you have to be able to do
job.
It.
It's not a complicated job.
Yeah, I just wasn't very good at it.
Not a high-skilled job.
I was a slower dishwasher than other people.
Okay, low-skilled jobs are usually harder than every other job.
Right. That was my experience when I was doing roofing and, you know, all the other things that were out there. This is hard work.
It's got to be brutal.
I was so bad at it that they allowed me to go to work as a waiter, which I was very successful at.
Right, you're good with people.
And, you know, I could keep the, you know, I could keep the books, do my side work and do the whole thing. But so I was worth more to them, to me, as a waiter than I was to them as a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
So
you, the same person,
the same individual was worth less than minimum wage as a dishwasher was worth more than minimum wage as a server.
And you found your place in that particular environment.
In that environment, then I went on, and I'm making more now than I was at that time.
Right.
And, you know, I'm still the same person, different time, but whatever.
And employers, they find their place for what they're going to offer because there's a trade-off for the range of salaries they can offer somebody, and they have to kind of speculate in their own way. They can offer a lot to whoever they're hiring, and they can get in higher quality employees, or they can choose to spend that money somewhere else and take a bit of a gamble. I really don't want to put it that way.
The higher quality employees might bring more business, you know, because they're better with customers, perhaps. So there are reasons why you might want to do that.
Right. All by themselves, there's reasons why you might want to offer more money. So you're going to see in any one industry, you're going to have a range of salaries that people are offered. And there are risks and there are risks and benefits for offering more or less, and the employer takes that on himself, and he doesn't need to be straitjacketed into something so that everybody has to do the same thing.
But Johnny Ray, if we abolish the minimum wage, then all these evil corporations are just going to cut down people's wages to 5 cents an hour because they hate people and they want to cut down your wages, and it's only the government that is keeping the wages high.
Well, if you're worth more than 5 cents an hour, then a competitor to this evil person can be profitable by hiring you for more, and then he will defeat that evil man in the business world.
Let me ask you this 5 cents an hour thing. Really? This is America. Where is somebody not worth 40 cents a day? Right? Like, you've got no arms and no legs. Okay.
In that case, you can make a lot of money as a human torso.
No, whatever it is, I'm just saying you could be
join the circus.
Most, the worst employee is, you know, actually the worst employee is worth less than zero because they're terrible to have around. Mm-hmm. You know, a liar, cheat, all those things. You'd rather not have them. But if you know you got the right attitude. 5 cents an hour?
It's just a cynical, you know, viewpoint. It's ridiculous.
Right, but I want to talk to cynical people.
Right.
I want to say, look, cynical people, send somebody who wants to, you know, who wants to work for $2 an hour to my house. I've got things for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to say is that the wage is inexplicably tethered in some way to the value that you have to the employer, and you can't legislate that into something different.
Right. That's subject to all kinds of market factors based on competition, based on, you know, how much money they are trying to make, what they can leave, you know, legitimately expect to receive from their customers for their products. I mean, there's so many different factors that go into play, and based on competition for the jobs as well, because like you said, there's somebody around the corner who might pay them more for the same talents.
If you're a very successful business on the cutting edge of technology and so forth, you are usually paying significantly above minimum wage. You're usually paying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the legislators will argue that they're preventing these big businesses from crushing the little man. But what these minimum wage laws do is that businesses who are just barely scraping by, keeping their people on the payroll,
yeah,
and managing to pay their rent and stuff.
Just barely, right.
It's when these minimum wage laws kills businesses like that.
Kills
businesses
jobs
that are on the fringe.
And kills those businesses. It's absolutely true. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
You know what? I was told that I heard about this lawsuit against the Redflex red light cameras in Chicago. But I really feel that it's going to be a failure, because that's the state of Illinois. You know, they don't put stuff like to the voters, have the voters decide. If you tear up one of those tickets like they do in New Mexico, they'll arrest you and put you in jail for at least a month. So they can sue them all they want. It's going to stay. They have 60 red light cameras. It's going to stay.
You think the red light cameras are going to stay? All right, well, let us know how that pans out. Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. So, Johnny Ray at the movies, you just saw a movie that was somewhat disappointing over the weekend?
Yeah, I was really pumped about it. The trailer made me a believer, and I went to the film, and I felt betrayed by it, and
what
I
movie?
Walked out before it was over.
Whoa! Now, that's a bad movie. I mean, most movies I will sit through.
It wasn't that bad,
uh-huh,
but I did it because I was there with a girl, and I thought, if I'm sitting here bored at War for the Planet of the Apes, if this movie is boring me,
and you wanted to see it, yeah,
who wanted to see it, then this lady that
you.
I, yeah, exactly, she can't, I can't, I probably will be safe leaning over and saying, let's GTFO because this is lame.
Did you ask for your money back?
No.
Okay.
No. And the movie wasn't really bad enough to walk out of, but I did walk out of it. And
how long through the movie?
I was near the end.
Okay.
I was probably two-thirds of the way through it.
Wow, that is it. I mean, but still, the fact that it was so dull to you that you were willing to do that,
I figured it was so formulaic that
wow.
I was pretty sure I knew how the ending was going to happen, and then I read the Wikipedia article at the end.
And you were right.
I was right.
you should have seen Valerian.
But you're kidding.
You
Valerian had a terrible tomato meter.
Oh.
And
did you like the Fifth Element?
Did you see the Fifth Element?
No. Oh, okay. Well, you know, I don't know how you'd feel about it. But,
I'm excited to see Valerian.
If you like the Fifth Element, you'll love Valerian, I think. We can talk more about it another time. Yeah, I saw it opening night last week
on
Thursday. Yeah, I thought it was great. I put a review up, actually, but comparing it to Fifth Element at freekeen.com. We'll see you. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.